Okay. Hello everyone, thank you for coming. I'm Raphael and I'm the president of this non-profit Fair Social Net, who aims to put priority on social objectives. So we offer tools to help people have more free and social places in the, on the internet. I live in Neuchâtel and non-profit too, and we are already in business since around 1 year, and before I was doing it on my own. That's why I created the non-profit, to make it a bit more visible and more official. Hello. So we offer everyone alternatives. So we think that saying that Facebook and YouTube and other Twitters are saying only that it's bad, it's not enough. We need to offer an alternative. So that's what we do. We say that we offer this alternative with tools like Mastodon and Diaspora that we currently offer. That's those two tools. So obviously it helps to bypass censorship, and we obviously don't track any users, and we don't and we give the user the control over his data, so he can control it, he can download it, he can do whatever he wants with it. And we also give the user the strongest possible security. So when they come to our site, they know that it's encrypted, and that they can be sure that no one is snooping on them when visiting the site. So for the, we still recall, we just track the visits on our Diaspora sites, but we obviously offer an option to opt out, and we also, when the browser is has the do not track feature enabled, we respect that. So it's just for statistical purpose, and we obviously let users download. We let also users to close their account if they want. They don't have to go to a lot of steps to do that, and they can do it very easily. And obviously we clearly state the terms of service in plain English, and it's not 10 pages long. So concerning security, we obviously use Let's Encrypt for the SSL, and we also use DNSSEC to make sure that there is no spoofing of the DNS, that someone redirects the traffic to another site that wouldn't be our own. So that's important. And our provider offers also DDoS protection, so we also are protected against that. And the most important thing, all data is stored in Switzerland, including backups and everything, so you can be sure that the data doesn't leave the country. So that's what we offer. Oh yeah, I forgot to say that we offer also a peer-to-peer instance. For the moment it's closed, it's only invite only, because it's very expensive to store videos, so that's why we decided to make it invite only. But you can also get invites if you want to pay a small fee to get an account on that. There is already a few dozen videos on there that I uploaded myself, so that you can have a look. And obviously Diaspora is our first tool, so that's the one I started with, and it's the one that I'm most familiar to. So we offer two, so the little story is that I wanted to leave Facebook, and that but I still wanted to have some kind of social network that I could go to meet people. So I searched the internet and I found Diaspora, and I said, well, I wanted it to be in Switzerland. So I couldn't find any pods, because the nodes are called pods. I couldn't find any in Switzerland, so I created one myself. And later I also added a few functionalities, like the ability to go through Tor to visit the site. The network is still growing, so we currently have around 241 nodes the last time I checked, and nearly 700,000 users worldwide. So we're obviously not a Facebook, but we try the best we can to attract people, because the most question that we have is that I don't go to your site, to your social network, because none of my friends are on it. So if we can just get one of those, then the other ones will follow shortly after. So that's what we're trying to do. So obviously it's private by default, so everything is opt-in instead of opt-out, so all the security features are opt-in. We also strip EXIF image information, so that when you load an image on the server, you know that we don't know the GPS coordinates or any of the information that's normally in image, so that you can be confident that we don't know where the image was taken or who or what hardware. So, and all external information, like images that people link to from other sites, are proxied by Camel, so that it's also it goes back to the security part of it, where we want people to feel secure, and even if they link to somebody to something else, it can be secure. So the second tool that we have is Mastodon. This one is a bit bigger. It has a lot of followers, and we have currently over nearly 3,000 nodes, so 3,000 servers, and more than 2 million users. Obviously, what is written here, it applies to all the tools. It's obviously community owned, so it means that instead of having a single company controlling everything, every single person controls their own little instance. So if you don't like the rules, or you don't like the way the people that are in a specific instance, you can leave it and go to another one, and then do that as long as you want to find the place that you like and stay there. So that's, and ad free, obviously. Well, as it's free, we obviously give the opportunity to people to put ads if they want, but most of the sites that I visited are ad free, and mine obviously is. We just want to give the users the best possible experience, so that's why we say ad free. And one thing also that's very important is that it's all your feed, all your news is in chronological order, so there's no bots showing you only the things that he thinks that you would like. So you only see what you want to see, and the people that you subscribe to. So that's why when you first start your account on Mastodon or on Diaspora, there's nothing on your feed. That's also one of the questions that I get asked a lot, is that I just started my account and there's nothing on my feed. That's normal, because we don't generate, auto-generate things. So you need to yourself take control and put in there what you want to see. We don't do that for you. And as I said, each server is independent, so if one fails or goes out of business or gets closed off, well, you can always go to another one. And also, that's important for the, we call that the federation. So it means that when you write something that's public, every site, every node, every instance that you're connected to receives the same information. So that's much more difficult to censor that and to get rid of that if it's in lots of places at the same time instead of just one. So our latest addition is PeerTube. So that's a very new project that has been started by a French nonprofit, and that's currently still has around 300 nodes and 11,000 users. Obviously, what we want is not to be a YouTube killer, but just to be somewhere that you can find good videos, videos that are not, like they say, clickbait, and that they get buried under the load of all the other videos on YouTube, for example. So we also don't do any kind of selection of your videos, so you get all the videos that are on the site, you can see all of them. The only thing that you can do is you can sort them by most viewed, so you can see the most popular ones, but that's just a count of views. We don't do that, any of the analytics or any of the, we don't know what the video is about, we just know how many views it got. So the interesting thing about PeerTube is that even if one of your videos goes viral and has a lot of views, because of the technology WebTorrent, every person that's viewing your video is also streaming it, so sharing it with everyone else. So that's why even a small server can handle the load of a lot of views. So that's also a very important thing to encourage people to create servers, because they are not afraid of having their server shut down or overloaded because they certainly have a video that's very popular. So we also have more features. So we have obviously Tor and XMPP. So we offer Tor as a diaspora, so we can visit it with that link, and we also maintain a Tor relay of the guard type, because that's what I found was the least popular, the least amount of nodes that offer this service, at least in Switzerland. As soon as you open an account on Diaspora, you automatically get also an XMPP chat account, so you can chat with everyone else on the site, but also off the site, because XMPP is a decentralized messaging service. So you can, it's like eBay, you can have an account on one server and another one in another, and they can both chat together without needing any kind of special tools or anything. So that's also interesting for the continuing the decentralized part of the internet that we want to do. So obviously XMPP has been made in a more sensible and a more open way than proprietary messaging protocols. So it's an open standard that everyone can look and can improve. So that's also a very good thing And we also offer encryption. As I said, we want people to have the best possible security when they use our tools. So we offer OTR and Omnibo end-to-end encryption when using the service. And you can obviously choose what level of encryption you want, if you want just clear text or you want encrypted. Everything is a choice. We don't force anyone to do anything that they don't want. That's the gist of it. So we are a small non-profit, and we obviously we need funds, we need help. So you can become a member of the non-profit. You can request a peer-to-peer account, which is very cheap. It's like £1, and you can make obviously a donation. We also need some manpower, so if you want to join the committee, if you want to help with the development or maintenance of the server, you can also do that. I will be happy to get you access. And if you want to contact me on the web, all my social networks are TrueSeops, and you can also contact me on XMPP. That's where I spend most of my time. And if you want to have more information about the nonprofit, you can go to fsnet.ch. And for those of you who want, I have a bunch of t-shirts just down there that you can get if you want. So that's all for me. Thank you for listening. If you have questions. Yes?
What is your target audience? Is it all over Switzerland or mainly local people of Neuchâtel?
Well, target audience, it's mostly countries with no free access to internet. So we get a lot of, most of our users are not Swiss. They are from the US, they are from Russia, from the Eastern Europe and things like that. So it's the people that don't have easy access to internet or to free and uncensored internet are the ones that are the most interested by our tools. Yes?
Which XMPP server do you use?
We use Converse. So it's Converse.js. It's that's the part where we have the graphical interface that you can chat directly on Diaspora. But then you can use any other program. You can use Dino, for example, on Linux to speak and connect directly to the server that way. So it's both where you can speak directly on the server or on the website.
Yeah, but what's the software running on the server?
I don't know, to be honest. It's part of Diaspora. So it's directly integrated with it. Any more questions?
Do you have any paid service except the PeerTube one, or is everything free?
Yes, we give everything free because they don't storing text. Is not very expensive, so that's why we give everything else for free. For the moment, we haven't had to increase our storage capacity, so we're happy to give those two services for free.
Are there plans to add pixel tendencies?
Yes, we have, and also we wanted to do some other instances like the Quail, don't remember the name right now, the one that supports audio in a decentralized way also, but to be able to have and to offer those kind of services, we just need more people, more funds. We cannot do that if we are stuck with what we have. So we have paid for 1 year of our hosting, so we are good until next year, and next year we will have to find another round of funding. Yes?
I did not really understand why PR2 in particular needs funding, as it is distributed streaming also. When all the peers stream the videos through, I think there are not really server costs.
We still need to store the video data somewhere.
Well, the videos are stored locally. You can federate with other instances and offer their videos on your platform, but what you upload it stays on your server only. Other people can take it and put it on their sites, but it's mostly what people do is mostly link. So when they show you a video, it goes to your site to look for it, and that's how most people do it, and try to get as little storage as they can when doing that.
I understand there must be an initial bandwidth for the seeds, but later I think this is like BitTorrent. As soon as people look the video, they can keep the copy on the computer and stream it also, so the bandwidth on the seed server is reduced.
Yes, they can do that, and they can also download directly the video to watch locally on their computer. Mm-hmm. So we don't, as I said, we don't lock anything. We don't prevent people from downloading or anything like that. We offer people all the choices that they can have. Mm. You had a question?
I think the cost can be reduced by that, by using such distributed streaming. But I understand little bit cost is always on the seed server.
Yes, we have a bandwidth also cost, but that's mostly it's very small compared to the cost of the storing the videos.
Okay, I understand now. Thank you.
Yes.
Do you or like how do you handle like instance wide blocks? Do you like block any other instances?
So it depends on what tools. For example, on Diaspora, there's no currently possible way to block an entire instance. You can only block people. On Mastodon, yes, you can block entire instances. So you can do a domain block. And you can also, there are several grades of blocking. So you can, for example, if you don't like the pictures that they're sending you, you can just say that you can still federate with them, but all the pictures that they're sending you, you just ignore them, you just keep the text, and then you can completely block everything. And on PeerTube, you can also block instances, but, and yes, you can also prevent instances from federating with you too. So if you don't want people to be able to follow your instance, you can also do that.
Do you like enforce some locks on your users, or do you just say, yeah, the users have to find what they want to lock?
So yes, well, we obviously are bound by Swiss law, so
yeah,
everything
yeah.
that's everything that Violet Swiss law is blocked by default by me or when it's reported, but people can also report things that they see. So all the tools have a little triangle icon that they can report a post or someone or something that they see that they think is not good or doesn't adhere to our policy or the laws of the country. So, and then we review that when it arrives to us. So if you want to be part of the moderator team, you can also. Yes?
So how much time do you usually spend on administering the Mastodon instance specifically? So how much?
Well, it's
does that generate?
It's not much time. I have actually, I must confess, I'm not the server administrator. I'm just the head of the non-profit. I just give the ideas. I have two friends that do it all the administering, but mostly they do instance updates. So because it's a Docker container, it's pretty easy to update the instance when there's a new one. Okay. Thank you, everyone.